Maggots, dead bodies, and creepy dolls. That's what we've got in store for you. And it all starts right now.
Ready for something scary?
Okay!
You're in the right spot. The iScary podcast collects spooky, creepy news stories to discuss and give you chills.
Whatever.
Just so you know, hosts discuss topics they've just learned about and have no prior knowledge. Their views are just for your entertainment.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the iScary podcast. We're actually in studio today with our very own Sydney Story.
Woo!
Yay!
In studio!
We've pulled her through the internet because she's usually in Florida.
Yeah, I've flown all this way.
Well, I really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. You've been fantastic
as our newscaster, but it's so great to have you as a guest host.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Cool. Well, let's jump right into it.
All right.
Our very first story is called Creepy Doll.
I love a creepy doll story.
It all starts in Liverpool when new homeowners find something under their stairs.
Experiamus.
No, it's not Harry Potter. No, when they break down a wall doing some renovations, they find a little alcove and it's not empty.
What is that?
It's a doll with a note taped to it.
What does the note say?
Yeah, it's not good news. The note says,
"Thanks for finding me. Do you want to be friends? I only killed the last owner of this house."
That is wild. Oh my goodness.
Oh man. Well, since we have you here in studio, why don't we jump right into the full news story?
All right.
News.
Creepy doll from the Daily News. In Liverpool, a new homeowner buys a home with a plan to fix it up to be his dream home. However, when he knocks through a wall, he's shocked to find a hidden space. Inside the little alcove is an old, tattered rag doll. Pinned to it is a note. It's a confession from the doll. It says that the doll hated the old owners and killed them with a knife. And the note threatens to do it again if the new owners act too happy. But the man just laughed it off, considering the whole thing a prank.
Oh my gosh! This is... How could he just say it's a prank?
I don't know. I take this stuff very seriously. And dolls, I don't mess with dolls. I think those are the creepiest attachments that spirits can have.
Yeah, and I agree. Outside of that, even if you don't believe in spirits, somebody left this doll there for someone to find.
Yeah. I mean, imagine you just moved into a new home. And I've seen a lot of this too lately, where a lot of people have been even in just their childhood homes and have found random things from previous owners. Isn't that awful? And it's been in the wall the whole time. It's crazy.
Man, do you think if something had been happening all those years, you'd finally be like, now I know why.
Now it makes sense. Yeah, I think so. I know I had a creepy doll experience myself.
What? Yeah. Tell me.
So, I grew up in a very haunted house. I've told you a little bit about it, but
cool.
Listeners haven't. I grew up in a pretty haunted house, and we just recently moved in with my stepdad. And I had a doll that my grandma gave back to me that was originally living at her house. And I've always been...
The haunted house.
Yes, the haunted house.
So your grandma still lives at the haunted house?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Still lives there. We're the original owners,
and
too.
Wow.
We can't even blame it on anyone else but them.
So she gives you this doll that's been in the house forever?
Yes. So I'm like, this doll is... a little creepy. It's one of those My Twin dolls, you know, the ones that are like made to look like you.
And I have issues with dolls that look like me.
Yeah. So, like voodoo issues and stuff like that.
Exactly, exactly. So we put her in the front bedroom closet, and the way that when I was living with my parents, the way that our bedrooms were arranged was the closet wall of the front bedroom was against my bedroom wall that like my TV was on. And I started noticing after we got the doll, I would hear this knocking sound, this like against my wall. And I was like, and you know, my mother gave me the whole, it's just the house settling. You know, that good old 8A jokes excuse.
It's still this settling.
Old new house is still settling. And so I was like, Mom, I'm going to be honest. It didn't start until the doll was in our home. And she was like, all right, well, thankfully my mom listens to me. She kind of believes She's in cool. this stuff. She's cool.
We went to college together.
Yeah.
I vouch for cool. her.
She took the doll out, moved her into the library, and the tapping stopped. And so I didn't think it was like malicious or anything, but I think it was a, hey, can you not keep me in the closet?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I get it. So she was freed.
Yeah. Yeah, so we just went ahead. She sits in our library still to this day, but nothing has happened with her lately.
So she liked the move.
I think she liked the move. I mean, I think our house is definitely less confined, less crowded. I have a feeling there were a lot of spirits at my grandma's house.
At the other place.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like a part of town that... I know where your house was.
Yes.
I went there once.
Yeah.
Nothing happened to me when I was there. but I wasn't there long.
I have a lot of friends who have spent the night who have had some things
stories.
Happen. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting, too, because it wasn't just our house. I had a best friend who lived across the street that I grew up with, and she also had a bunch of things happen and had things happen when I was there.
What was in that area of town?
So
it is an older area of Las Vegas.
It's not confirmed, but it is believed that it was an ancient Native American burial ground.
Oh.
And they
very possible
the,
in that
very
area.
Possible, especially in Vegas and in our desert, and they didn't get permission from the chief to continue building on the site. However, they kept building. When they moved in, I believe my parents and my grandma moved there in the 70s. That was roughly when it was built. You know, they didn't believe in like ghosts or anything. So my grandparents had a
seance.
Being
nice to other cultures.
yeah. Or being nice to other cultures or respectful or
anything,
being maybe we should check out the heritage, but it's okay. But
they had a seance.
Yeah, they had a seance when they first moved in, and they
cool.
thought it was funny. And then this is from what I've heard, like third hand. I guess some crazy things happened, and they didn't close out the seance right, and the house has been haunted ever since.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
that's a good story.
Oh yeah.
See, you were made to be part of the iScary podcast.
I was bred to be part of it. Yeah, it's really funny because people I don't just scream that to people, you know.
I don't
scream like I believe in ghosts. I was raised by ghosts, like raised in a house full of them. But yeah, I was bred to be on this show.
You were. Well, so I guess when it comes to this creepy doll story, I mean, you've given it a lot of credence that he should have been worried. I mean,
well, I just think, especially since you don't know where it came from, like there's this level of nonchalance nowadays that I'm really shocked about. Like if this happened to me, if I found this in my apartment, I'd tell my roommate we're moving.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what... I get TikToks that are like, if you skip this sound, something bad's going to happen to you.
I don't believe
and
in those.
I still do them.
Like, they used to have chain letters. I never...
I do remember the emails.
Oh,
the
gosh.
Chain
emails. They used to be letters.
Oh, really?
Right back in the day. I remember I worked for a boss that somebody sent him one.
Oh, my goodness.
And he believed in it so much, he just gave it to me and said, just randomly pick addresses out of the phone book.
What?
I do feel that stuff like that... I think it has power if you give it power.
Yeah.
So maybe this guy was doing the right thing by just saying it's a prank. So then for
That's
him,
true.
It is a prank. And maybe it was. I mean, it was kind of like what, that the doll killed the last owners. I mean, they would know that.
Well, that's, and yeah. I guess also looking at records, right?
Yeah.
Being like, who did live here last? How were they killed? I would check too. And
hello,
then...
realtor, sold me this place.
I know you're not allowed to disclose, but
well, that has to be what they have to disclose if someone dies there, right?
I can help with that.
Oh yeah, let's check in with our internet guy.
In a few states, sellers have to disclose any death at a property, even a peaceful one.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
However, a violent death could lower a property's value, as must be disclosed just like a home with roof damage.
There you have it.
Oh, yeah.
This is a weird one, and it would scare me. I wouldn't go as far as moving, but
yeah.
I would have to... Which is, I wouldn't seal the doll back up.
You'd do some investigation,
yeah,
for sure.
I would get rid of the doll.
I think it's the fact that it's a tattered rag doll for me,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
I mean, rag dolls are just kind of terrifying, if you're going to be honest.
Well, so since my name is Anne, you know,
yeah,
everyone when I was a kid, you know, I had to have
Anne.
A Raggedy Ann doll. No one ever called me that.
Mm-hmm.
But I hated the doll because of... You know, the raggedy part. What? Why?
And I
why?
think you have every right to.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of haunted Raggedy Ann's.
So, yeah, I would never, I mean, I was given one, and so might still have it somewhere. I don't know.
Oh,
it might
man,
be worth
I hope
money
she
now.
Didn't hear us.
I don't think I have it. That's probably at my folks' house.
Okay, that's fine.
In a way.
But yeah, it might be worth, you know, dolls that are haunted are worth money now on eBay.
There you go.
You can always lie.
Never. I will never.
It's a really interesting thing to go through the eBay haunted doll list.
Oh, mm-hmm. Something to think about.
Something
when you're at midnight when you're lonely for some company. So you do feel like that whatever spirit was with this lookalike doll of yours, it traveled with you. So it doesn't just stay.
I think so. I think, and that's kind of the way from what I've learned and heard, is they form attachments to objects, and so they stick with the object, which is why, like, I'm often very careful about going into places that are specifically haunted. Like, we have here in Vegas, we have the Haunted Museum,
right?
And I'm very careful. Like, I could never have worked there because I think, not to brag, but I think spirits really like me for some reason.
Why not? And you're very likable.
Thank you very much. And so I think they just like, they attach to things that they bond with or something like that. And so that's why I believe that the spirit was attached to the doll and moved in. And again, it could have just been the house settling. However, I do firmly stick by that ever since we moved her out of the closet.
I believe that you...
I have not heard that tapping sound.
It's the timing.
It was really the timing.
Yeah.
And again,
I believe in that
are,
kind of stuff.
My roommate's really funny. She's like, every time I come home to visit, she's like, don't bring anything back with you. And I'm like, I promise I won't.
I don't blame her. I don't blame her at all. Oh my gosh. Well, I think we probably need to follow up with what happened to this guy, but I do believe that if he didn't believe in it, he's probably totally fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure they would have said something.
Stabbed with a knife. Wasn't
creepy
that what they threatened?
Creepy coincidence or
would
something.
Would you get rid of your knives at least and go, hey, you know, I don't know what it's called.
Only
you know, if
using...
you're a vegan, you're a forkist.
Only using plastic knives from here on out.
I can still hurt.
Like, but not as bad.
No, not as bad. That's really fun. All right, let's move on to our next one.
All
you
right.
You crushed that one.
Thank you.
Our next one is called Maggots. And it starts out in a Bronx apartment.
I think we need to take the trash out. Do you smell that?
It doesn't just smell. Something's hatching.
What's that in the ceiling like? It's moving.
It's maggots.
Oh, no.
And the thing is, those maggots, they only appear when there's a dead body.
Ew.
Unfortunately, nobody noticed when there was a murder-suicide in one of the apartments. Like, this is a true creepiness for me. Bugs.
Well, yeah. I mean, and that's a very natural creepiness. Mm. Very... listen, in Florida, I have learned much about bugs.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
they,
like
they
them
come
still.
Big there.
But I have become braver.
Well, that's good. Well, why don't we go right into the news story and get all the creepy details.
News.
Maggots from the Daily News,
A Bronx apartment was the scene of a murder-suicide, but the tragedy left a mark on all the neighbors when the dead bodies aren't immediately found. It took a week before they were discovered and removed. However, it didn't end there for the neighbors, as maggots infested the apartment building. Flies lay eggs almost immediately after a person dies, and then maggots hatch within 3 days and feed on a corpse's tissue. They multiplied so fast at the apartment building, the little grubs wiggled through the walls and floorboards, infesting adjacent apartments, including the floors above and below the crime scene.
Oh, this is so awful! This is the creepiest...
And I just... I think I never realized that maggots were hatched from flies, and it I've always had this strange, like, where do they come from and why are they so gross?
How do they know? They said within minutes the flies find the dead body.
Well, someone had to study that, and I really hope they got their paycheck that they deserved.
I'm sure they liked what they were studying. Like that.
There are people who like bugs, good for them.
Somebody has to.
I cannot.
No, I cannot. I cannot. And maggots, I'm sorry. I mean, basically little short worms that probably are not as squishy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh. They're just like...
Oh, I just started thinking
about
that.
Sorry, I know. Sorry.
Oh my goodness. And I just like... Oh, man. So, first off, how awful to be in the apartment above. How do maggots go up? I understand below, maybe dropping through the floorboards, but
so
imagining them crawling through the walls.
So the evolution of them is then they become, you know, basically when they're maggots, they're like they're kind of a larvae, I guess.
Yes.
And then they sprout wings and fly.
Oh, no.
Remember, they
come from flies.
So they are at this maggot stage. So that's how they know how long a body is dead, if they're at the maggot stage.
I don't like to think about their evolution at all.
They said like at least a week. And they don't know exactly how long, but probably based on how many there were. Some of them had a lifespan where they flew up and then had more babies that could crawl through the walls.
How traumatizing. Okay, so...
Yeah,
my roommate doesn't listen to the podcast, so I can tell this story. So
now, why
in
doesn't
Florida,
she?
we're both very busy, but I told her not to listen to it because...
we want to talk about her.
Yeah, exactly. I want to share her stories. So in Florida, right, it's very moist. It's very, easy to get bugs. And in her car, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, she noticed she had left one of her coffee cups in her car, and she thought it had been fine because it was all sealed, but it actually wasn't all the way sealed. And I heard her scream from the apartment complex. Now, she is out in the parking lot.
Oh, my gosh.
And I am up in our apartment, and I hear her scream. And, of course, I think something's bad, so I, run down. And she's just holding this mug out. And it was full of maggots. It was full of them. And it was just one of those moments where you're like, I don't know what to do.
Throw it away.
and I think she just left it there until the next morning because it was really late at night.
Worse.
Yeah, isn't it? So I came home the next morning after we were doing some stuff. And she had texted me, hey, do we have any bleach? And I was like, for what? And then I realized, so she had to clean out everything. Mm. But I mean, good for her. I didn't touch them. I didn't look at them. I didn't see them once. But
she threw away the cup, right?
No.
No?
She kept the cup.
No way.
Yeah.
So she had to dump the maggots somewhere?
So she dumped the maggots out.
Where?
It's Florida. It's the foliage.
Oh, okay. She released them into
the wild. Like, into the wild. Good for us. No, I think she went ahead and she,
I
say this with
with
the deepest love in my heart, she murdered those maggots in her car. And then she definitely murdered the ones in the cup.
So they got out of the cup into the car.
And they were a little bit in the car, yeah.
in like, that one area.
How does she know she's got them all?
I don't know. I'm not going to press her about it because I know that she'll go insane.
You could just be driving and a maggot could fall
on you.
I know,
which is why I am now recommending that I drive everywhere with the two of us from now on.
I could never get in her car.
Ever again.
Just like these people, I could never, I'd have to move. Yeah. I could never live there. I mean, unless they did like a big, you know, they tent apartments when there's termites.
Yeah.
Is that what they had to do here?
How can you do, I know, how do you get rid of maggots? I've heard bleach works. She used bleach.
Yeah, you definitely have to Google
but
that one.
Definitely a one I don't ever want to Google.
No. Yeah, I never thought I'd need that knowledge.
Yeah.
But your roommate did.
Yeah.
That's awful.
It was a gift from one of her, from her boyfriend, and it meant a lot to her, and I was like, okay.
No, sorry. Nah.
I would have been,
cup,
yeah.
A mug.
I'm going to be honest, maybe it'll disappear. Who knows? I'm kidding. I won't do that. Yeah. I won't do that. But I do think it's really funny because she is also, I'm so fascinated by the fact that she got rid of the maggots because she's one of those people, she can't even look at a cockroach without dying. Oh, I am the resident cockroach killer in our apartment. So it was just really funny.
Me too. That was
a very interesting situation.
When I had girlfriend, roommates.
Yeah. But I mean, and then you think it took them a week to find all of these maggots.
There has to be a smell.
There has to be a smell. There has to be more. Like,
yeah.
Like you were saying, how do you know you got them all?
Well, and this was like domestic violence.
Yeah.
So I don't know. The times I've lived next to people that fought, I could hear it.
Yeah.
And I actually said something once to the guy and he stopped.
That's good.
At least he stopped being loud.
Yeah.
But, you know, you feel for people in that situation, so
yeah.
It's really hard to know where, had anybody heard enough to call for help for this woman, or,
well, and then
I don't know, it's a bad,
like,
bad situation.
Yeah, it's always, and it's one of those situations no one teaches you about, right?
Right.
I mean, no one teaches you how to really deal with a lot of the traumatizing things that happen in our life, and, you want to protect yourself, but you also want to be a good person, right?
Yeah,
and
it's hard.
But, oh but my goodness,
I line.
Just, how traumatizing to know that that happened in your building and then to have it continue with all of the maggots spreading.
Yeah, it's almost like punishment, and that's not fair to them. Because
yeah.
I agree, it's a bad situation all the way around and sad. And
all the way around.
And if anybody is in a situation like that woman, we definitely say get help.
Yeah.
Get some help. Because it doesn't have to be that bad. Life shouldn't be that bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. And and no one needs maggots.
No one
think
needs
of the maggots. Let them find, you know, some roadside kill or something to
yeah,
eat,
leave
feast
them to
on.
The Florida dead possums on the side of the road.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah. Totally works for me. Well, Sydney, we did it. You came.
Whoa.
And you conquered as a guest host, and I couldn't be more proud and pleased to have you here.
Thank you for having me. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So maybe the next time you're in town, we will do it again.
I would love to.
But in the meantime, you'll be able to still hear Sydney as our newscaster because she's the best.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Everybody stay tuned and catch another episode of the iScary Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Bye. Thank you.
Everyone at iScary Podcast would like to thank you, the listeners, for joining us.
And please visit our website at iScaryStory.com where you can find some tools to protect yourself from every kind of crazy strangeness that we talk about on our show.
And thanks also to our newscaster, Sydney Story, our announcer, Zach Mercer, plus our Step Into the Story actors, Grinnell Morris, Sydney Story, Zach Mercer, and a couple IA programs, one from Speechalo and the other is Synthesis. Last but not least, we get our sound effects from Zap Splat.
Join us again, if you dare. The iScary Podcast is produced by Wyatt Paschik and Ann Kimbrough. Copyright April 2021.